The Mets and Marlins get set for what would be a classic on Thursday in Miami, and the scoring starts with a bang in the very first inning.
Gesellman sets again, delivers the pitch, and it's hit hard, and this is hammered out to left field down the line. Is it fair or foul? It is up, up, and away, and a home run over the fence to the right of the 344 sign. Marcell Ozuna has hit his third career slam. 4-0 Marlins. The pitch. D'Arnaud swings and a ground ball over first down the line to the corner. That's going to clear the bases. Flores is home. Bruce is home. Here comes Walker and into third base with a three-base hit to the right field corner. Travis D'Arnaud, the number eight hitter, and the Mets get three just like that, and it's a 4-3 game. Here it is. A swing and a ball line to center field. Base hit, and we're tied at four. Granderson with a hard single picks up his third RBI of the season.
There's the 2-2, and he drives one a long way. Deep to left center field, the Mets have the lead. No doubt, up onto the area near the Budweiser Bowtie Bar. Yoenis Cespedes hit three in Philadelphia on Tuesday, and he's got one here tonight, his fifth of the season, 5-4 Mets. This one stayed fair, unfortunately. Flores now gets into one deep to left. Ozuna's onto the track. He's at the wall on consecutive pitches. Cespedes and Flores go deep, and now it's 6-4 Mets. Wow.
Here's the pitch. A swing here, and he's hit another monster shot. This is way back, above the scoreboard in straightaway left, and it is gone. Yoenis Cespedes with back-to-back homers, one in the third, now number six on the year here in the fifth inning. Runner out there at second base is A.J. Ellis. At first base, Christian Yelich. Two runs in for the Marlins to pull to within one, and Bohr hits a high fly ball down the left field line. Is it fair or foul? It is a ball off the wall, a fair ball. Home to score is Ellis, and Yelich comes to third. The pitch. And a ground ball through the right side. What a big hit for Derek Dietrich. Yelich is home. Here comes Bohr, and he is out at the plate on a big tag play by Travis D'Arnaud. But the Marlins have taken the lead 8-7.
Fairclough's duo to Bruce. Line drive, left field, base hit. Let's see. Ozuna's on it quickly. They're sending Cespedes. The throw to the plate's a good one. Ellis, the tag, and he got around it. He got around it. Safe at the plate, says Angel Hernandez. Ellis immediately points to the dugout. Says, we want to take another look at that one. He thought he got the tag on him. For now, it's an 8-8 game, but let's see what Ed Lucas sees when he goes to the replay down in the Marlins clubhouse. Don Mattingly says, we're going to challenge this call. The headsets are about to come off. He's out at the plate.
Out at the plate.
Out at the plate. Ozuna to Ellis. And the Mets are done in the seventh. Pitch on the way. Swing and a drive toward the gap in right center. Stanton racing back. Can't get it up against the wall. D'Arnaud waved around third, coming home. Gordon, the relay throw to the plate. It's up the line. We're tied. And in at third base with the go-ahead run, Michael Conforto. 8-8 in the eighth. It's D'Arnaud, Rivera, and Lagares in this 16th inning. I'm messed up because of my scorebook. D'Arnaud, high fly ball, deep left field toward the Clevelander. It goes! And in the 16th inning, Travis D'Arnaud has given the Mets a 9-8 lead. A leadoff home run against Adam Conley here in the 16th.
D'Arnaud caps his first career four-hit game. 9-8 Mets is your final in 16. This game goes 5 hours and 38 minutes. Hansel Robles appears for the fourth straight game out of the Mets bullpen and throws two scoreless innings for the win. A very tough loss for the Marlins on Thursday as they are unable to hold on to the early 4-0 lead and they burn through nine different pitchers in defeat. Here's what Don Mattingly had to say.
No, AJ would have been available if we in a close situation, and he was borderline available, but we got him up and got him hot in the inning that we had runners on scoring position when Ziegler was up. And once we did that, then AJ was down. So, I mean, that's kind of like the backstory for me.
Yeah.
Everything that went on today.
Yeah.
But, you know, we did end up getting to Adam, and it was pretty much his game at that point.
Yeah, just speak to that. I mean, you had lined up in the late innings, and you closed it out. Instead, you found yourself where you are.
Well, yeah, A lot went on tonight, and you're right, you know, if we're able to close it out, we don't play all these extra innings, but the fact is that we did, and, you know, our guys hung in, you know, just both teams, you can tell it's hard to score when you get in those games. Sure,
I'll answer that question. Yeah, I mean, weigh in. Obviously, you got the big lead early, and then, you know, just what did you see there?
Well, Wayne got away, obviously, the first or the second there. We get the lead, gets the bases loaded. You know, I don't know if he got rattled by the bunt, but then the base hit, and all of a sudden there was action out there. And really, when I went out there, I was just trying to get him to think about getting out of it with one or two, not trying to have to try to get out of that with a zero. You know, he gets the punch out, and then obviously Darnold, same guy, gets a big hit late, gets a big hit, shoots that ball in the corner, kind of fist him into the corner out down there. And then the next inning, it just seems like the home run, Cespedes homer, kind of unglued him a little bit at that point. You know, it was at the Dakota Arena.
Would you go Volquez tomorrow since it's
hard? We're actually going to pitch Volquez tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we just talked with him. So it's actually his fifth day, so he's on regular rest. So,
does it impact you after that? You go everybody up, or you think Adam could come back in a couple? Or?
We'll see. We haven't worked through everything at this point, so we'll just kind of, you know, see where we'll work through it. We've had the off day, so everybody's on regular rest. Just a matter of making sure the pins and things like that guys are comfortable.
Do you have any plans to bring in a fresh bullpen arm for tomorrow?
Yeah, we're gonna bring someone. We had to option Nick, and we're working through who we're gonna bring.
Yeah, I mean, he gave you three.
I know, it's just part of a game like this. Usually, someone is a casualty, and with us, there really was no options because he's the only guy with options. We're just in a bind from the standpoint you have to be able to fill innings. And Nick's the only guy that we can send, and it's kind of the casualty of this game.
And speaking with Adam, I mean, how early do you have to learn to get him ready and going in a game like this when you kind of make your mind up that you're going to have to turn it out?
No, he was out in the bullpen for a couple innings. He had plenty of time to be ready. Obviously, it's not the ideal thing because the guy's, you know, been working towards a start tomorrow. So it's not ideal, but it's what it was tonight.
But the concerns, I mean, a game like this, to have it go against you, to recover and bounce back, you know, what do you kind of affect a game like
this? It's kind of a crazy game. We're up four, we're tied, and then we're down three. You know, and then we get it back, and we get the lead. So it's just one of those games that, you know, you think it's going to be crazy, and I really felt like once they score, that we're going to score too. You know, that, you know, Yelly ends up with a walk there. I feel like we're going to score, and so it was just one of those games that, you know, for us it hurts, you know, because and I'm sure it hurts, you know, in a sense. Always, these games always feel good when you win, but you know, both teams, you kind of deplete your pen, and you know, you don't know the effect over the next few days.
Between the two teams, 15 runs in the first five and then one in the next 10. What do you attribute that to?
Well, I mean, guys, not quite sure. Honestly, I think a lot of times in these kind of games, it's like everybody wants to be the guy that hits a homer to win it. It ends up with long swings and a lot of easy outs, and that's really what you see in this game is a lot of easy outs as it got going. There was a few situations where we had a guy out there, but you know, really there wasn't a lot of rallies going on and guys getting out of jams. It was pretty clean innings.
You kind of surprised they pitched Marcel with Adam sitting on deck?
A little bit, but I mean, again, I try to stay out of other guys' dugouts, and you know, if you could pull that ball a little bit, it would have been nice, but. A little bit.
Miami will look for some revenge against the Mets on Friday as this series continues from Marlins Park.